With an update from cknews.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The ballot is set and advance voting is open now for the provincial by-election in Lambton-Camp Middlesex. There are 8 candidates running to replace former Labour Minister Monty McNaughton, who left politics for the private sector last year. The advance voting stations that are open so far are the Wallaceburg County Fair Mall on McNaughton Avenue in Wallaceburg and Amy's Restaurant on Centre Road in Strathroy. 5 more advance voting locations will open on Wednesday. Election Day is May 2nd. Chatham County Police are looking for a motorcycle and some tools that were reported stolen in Chatham over the weekend. Police say the motorcycle was reported stolen Saturday afternoon from an address on Wellington Street. It's believed it was taken sometime overnight Friday. Also on Saturday, someone reported a break-in on Elwood Avenue in Chatham, where some tools were stolen from a detached garage. Police say in that case, someone cut the lock to the garage to get inside. Anyone with information on either of those thefts is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. A local junior hockey player who died in a tragic crash in the London area last week will be laid to rest today. Craig Spence's funeral mass will take place at 1 o'clock this afternoon at St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Chatham. A GoFundMe page that was initially set up to help support the family and help them raise money for funeral expenses has grown to over $55,000 now. A note on that page says the donations will go to the Craig Spence Memorial Scholarship Fund, helping support worthy individuals in academics and athletics. And the federal government is being asked to apologize to Black Canadians for our history of slavery. Windsor West MP Brian Massey submitted a petition calling for the formal apology in the House of Commons. It was initiated by Elise Harding Davis, the first Black female curator of the Amherstburg Freedom Museum. 4 playoff games in the NHL yesterday. The Canucks, the Jets, the Rangers, and the Panthers all won their series openers. The Leafs are back at it tonight, taking on the Bruins for Game 2. The Blue Jays couldn't pull off the sweep against San Diego over the weekend. Toronto lost yesterday 6-3. The Tigers took down the Twins 6-1. And in the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City beat New Orleans in Game 1 of their first-round series. Milwaukee opened with a win over Indiana. So did the Clippers, taking down Dallas and the Celtics, beating Miami. Sunny today with a high of 17 Celsius. It'll be windy as well. Partly cloudy tonight, low 9, and cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers and a high of 14. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.